The FSA is given power to investigate complaints made by a customer of a microfinancing and lending entity. A licensee is required to provide its customers with a loan agreement, which must disclose important information such as the amount of the loan and the terms of repayment, including interest rate and penalties, if any, installment payable, period of repayment, and other central elements of the agreement. A third provision here, a licensee, that is to say the provider, has to provide a statement of account and confirmation of repayment of the loan to its customers. Customers must provide a licensee upon application for a loan of evidence of the ability to repay the loan. Then there's a provision which addresses interest rates chargeable by microfinancing entities. The interest rate should be expressly stated in writing to prospective customers, including the method of calculation. The next one, Madam Speaker, is that a licensee may impose reasonable and justifiable costs associated with the issuing of the loan. And further, a customer may lodge a complaint in writing to the Financial Services Authority. The section sets out the actions which the Financial Service Authority can take in handling complaints, such as investigation and issuing of instructions.